You're listening to the Island Fished podcast with your host, AJ Grimaldo.
Welcome, everybody, to the relaunch of the Chris and Courtney Relationship Advice Podcast. Long 2 year break ish. We're back. Kind of a supplemental show, possibly a weekly show. We'll see what the world of Reddit dictates and what our lives dictate.
I was gonna say.
So Courtney, how are you doing tonight?
The world of Reddit will always provide content for us. It's more our lives, I feel. But I'm good. How are you? I'm tired. Good.
Tired is a general theme of every podcast we're on.
Theme of life.
Life's hard.
And then it's over.
I think there might be times when we have our very special episodes where we just talk about like our real lives and not as much Reddit. Courtney, your trials and tribulations on the dating world. All that kind of stuff. All the stuff that I got to do for a couple of years, you get to do now.
I was going
to
say how the tables have turned.
And if it helps, it's even more of a barren wasteland.
Thanks.
I just want you to set your expectations real low.
Let's be real. My expectations are always on the ground.
Well, just some of the dating profiles that are out there. I sincerely hope people just make jokes in their bios to try to get attention, because if there's not, because like there was one I was just looking at on Reddit. This woman was talking about in her bio. This is her introduction. Two people on Facebook dating, I think it was, about having sex with 8 guys in one night, and DM me if you want to see a picture of a dog licking an area. I do not recall if there was peanut butter involved, but...
Why?
Because people are gross.
Disgusting. Why? I don't like people like them.
We're just in this day of age where people feel they have to be so over the top of their profile just to get attention, because for as much as people say they just want a nice, laid back kind of person, just chill, nobody will admit that. They all just want the over the top shit. That's what gets attention from people, and just the wrong kind of attention.
Like, why can't we just like be normal people, be ourselves? Like, you're not that over-the-top person all the time, so if you get someone that way, that's not realistic. You're essentially just, like, lying. I don't understand.
I mean, that's pretty much what dating is now, just lying to make yourself sound better or just be over-the-top. Because it's boring to be a lazy, reliable, well, not lazy, but laid-back, reliable, good human being.
Also sometimes lazy, but... I don't know.
Laid back sounds better than lazy, because lazy just means sounds like you just sit back and do nothing with your life. At least laid back means just kind of chill, go with the flow, all that kind of stuff.
Correct. I don't know. That sounds fine to me. Your profile is big and loud. I am going to run in the opposite direction, honestly. So,
yeah, like, because in my couple of years of playing around with the different ones, you might have alluded to this on one of the Eye on Fish podcasts, but like I had at least a date from all 3 of the apps that have come out. Well, was it Bumble, Tinder, Facebook dating, and Hinge? And I feel out of all of them, Hinge is probably the best in terms of you actually getting like a real person. Tinder has too many bots they have to watch out for. And then there's Bumble. The girl has to message first, which I can't imagine you being able to handle. Well, I know you. You're not the type of person to just go and approach somebody. You need to be somebody that's invited into something.
Yes.
Otherwise, you would just kind of stand in the corner and awkward dance to yourself.
Correct.
Like, see?
Like, I'm perfectly content with my own company. You're welcome.
Because you making the first move sounds like your seventh layer of hell.
Honestly, yeah.
See?
Like I said, I'm perfectly content with my own company, so you're welcome if I decide to share my company with you.
Much less share your life story.
Oh, gosh. Let's calm down here. I'm getting anxious.
That's what I was saying. I was saying there's not many... Even alluding to the thought of telling somebody your story is creating this much havoc with you. Oh, boy.
It's fine. Everything is fine.
The next person you open up to better wife you up, because...
Honestly, at this point, there's brick walls, man. Several of them. Good luck. It's like a brick wall onion. There are layers.
I don't know what's more frustrating. I'm not like trying to target you. This is just an in general thing. So, what would be more frustrating to you? Trying to get through somebody's walls, or you get through their walls and they panic and they build a new fortress that you again have to try to crack?
Panic. Because you've already,
What?
What?
Did you say panic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, getting through and then they panic and throw them back up. Because, you know, when walls go back up, it's not just one wall.
In a way, it feels like you kind of have to start over again.
Yeah, exactly. You're back to the beginning. You have this like one piece of information or maybe a little bit of information, but then you have to just start over.
And I think the frustrating part is because once you get through the wall and you see the other side, you see what it could be. And then they build the wall back up. But then it's harder to.
Yeah,
it makes it much harder to give up on it because you know what the.
The more times the walls are put up, the harder they are to break down.
I mean, you know me. If I had my mind and heart set on something, doesn't matter how big the wall, I'm going to take a fucking jackhammer to it, and I'm going to keep trying.
Accurate. 100%.
Or I'll keep swinging that sledgehammer at it till I eventually just keel over and die.
Yep.
And I know you've had some struggles in at least one prior relationship.
I mean, I've really only had the one adult relationship.
I was just trying to be nice.
I'm being honest because...
I know. I just didn't want to make it seem like, well, the one person you've ever dated.
Being honest.
I just didn't want to come across as that.
We just talked about this. I'd rather just be myself and be honest.
Well, that's new for you. I'm still getting used to that because I don't know the new Courtney.
Oh, my God.
I had to throw that one in.
You did not have to do so. It's not my fault.
I'm
so sorry. Now I'm on this rant. I am so sorry that me like actually respecting myself and putting up boundaries affects you. That's a you problem. That's not a me problem. So if you don't like the quote unquote new Courtney that has boundaries and respect for herself, that's not my problem. That's your problem.
And just to clarify, the you, meaning the general public, yes. Not you, meaning me.
Yes, not Christopher.
I just had to make sure that the audience knows that our first podcast back isn't a big fight about stuff.
No. Our first podcast back, people need to understand that we're closer than ever.
And it's just so strange to have the roles reversed in such a fashion from where we were. I mean, 2 years ago seems like a long time, but God, they've just flown by.
So do you know actually our very first Chris and Courtney relationship advice episode was in 2020?
Oh, peak pandemic.
Yeah. Peak pandemic 3 years ago. It doesn't feel like we've been friends that long.
Yeah, because we really started becoming friends till what? maybe 2018, maybe 2019.
Yeah. Yeah, like 2019. And then, but like, we didn't really get as close as we are now until, I'd even say, a little while after the podcast had started. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure. Because it wasn't until you started doing the podcast with me and AJ more. And then I think he wasn't feeling good or something like that. So then we decided to just record one day, and we're like, ah, well, we've been doing Reddit stuff, we'll just add on to that.
And we'll just keep doing that. And it was a hit. People loved it.
Well, at least your mom loved it. Hi, Debbie, because I'm sure you'll listen. Oh, she doesn't like that?
She does not like that.
Oh, that is good to know.
I constantly am reminding her that for my entire childhood up until, I don't know, 5 years ago, she went by Debbie.
Oh.
So I have a hard time just being like Deb because I grew up and my mom's name was Debbie.
I thought for sure you were going to say you had a hard time growing up because you're so much like her. People called you Little Debbie. And that was going to make me laugh so hard.
Actually, no. I don't know that anyone has ever called me that.
Well, until tonight.
Well, yeah, my mom used to call me Mini Me, but Little Debbie. Oh, my God. Well, that's gold. Why didn't people think of that? I'm glad they didn't.
Because they're not as smart as I am.
All right. Calm down.
Which if you need a Halloween costume idea for this year.
Me?
Yeah, Little Debbie.
What? No.
You could just dress up as like the Little Debbie girl from the...
For my little bonnet.
Snack cakes. Yes.
Curl my hair.
Curl your hair. Do the bonnet.
It's actually not a bad idea.
Just confuse everybody why you're dressed up like a snack cake mascot.
I kind of actually love it. If Jacob and Meg have their Halloween party again.
Which I will consider attending.
If I go as Little Debbie, you have to go.
That's fair.
If I go as Little Debbie, you have to go.
Well, I have my full cowboy outfit purchased now because I have the denim shirt. I've got the pants.
Exactly. You have your boots. You have your hat. You're good.
I need to get a bandolier and a little fake gun.
It's a bandolier.
And a
weird
horse head on a stick to gallop in on. Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You had most of that last year and you still didn't go. But that's fine. I'm not bitter.
Like, I think I had to work early because it was a Saturday night. I'm pretty sure I had to open on a Sunday. Now I don't work Sundays for the most part. And I didn't have anybody to watch my dog. But now I have weekend babysitting till at least March. So
perfect.
Or it goes back to every other weekend. Unless, well, maybe my parents will just retire by then and then I can keep having my weekends totally free, but we'll find out. March is a long way away.
It's not that long. It's only like 7 months.
I know, we're already almost halfway through August, which doesn't seem real.
I know. In some ways, I feel like January was just yesterday. In other ways, I feel like January was like almost a year ago or more.
Actually, even look at 2020. That feels like it was like a couple months ago and a lifetime ago all at once. It was
like 10 years ago.
But no, this is like the first, because usually August, around like the week we're in now, for full disclosure, August 9th. This week, or that's usually about this week, I would start panicking for the last 2 years because my girlfriend would have to go back to Florida. And like, I hadn't been able to really enjoy my birthday. I mean, aside from my backyard party where I just get hammered.
But
this is the first year that like I don't have to panic that she's going to be leaving for, that I won't see her for 2 months. I will see her most days, at least a few times a week. So it's like,
it's weird. It's a change.
But I think there's still like a little part of my brain that just thinks like, no, I'm running out of time. I just have to like stop myself and remind myself, no, dummy. She's not leaving again. You don't have to wait till October. Everything's okay. It's hard to retrain your brain.
Yeah. It is, especially like something that only happens once a year, like her going back to school. Like, it's something you don't need to deal with again, but you had to for 2 years. So you're still like gut instinct is to start panicking.
So I'd have the August goodbye. Then I'd go down there for a few days and I have the October goodbye. Then the Christmas goodbye. And then the March goodbye. It's taxing after a while.
Yeah. Really, I can only imagine.
But yeah, long distances. I get why it doesn't work for a lot of people. Because you have to try hard. So I fully understand why people would just say it never works or just give up on it and stuff like that. Like, could you ever do a long distance relationship where you'd only see each other like a couple times a year?
Well, I'm so ridiculously independent that
that's true.
I think that I could.
You're not nearly as emotionally needy as I am.
Well, no, I'm not, but I don't know. I don't know. I feel like my independence would get me through. It would definitely be hard, like, without a doubt. I'm not doubting that. But like I said at the top of the show, I'm content with my own company. So I would obviously prefer to have a partner close, not far away, but.
And I guess what makes it a little bit harder for me is because, like, in my last two, like, long-term relationships, I pretty much lived with both of them. Because, like, when I was dating a girl, like, I pretty much started staying at her parents' house, like, I don't know, 5-6 nights out of the week. I'd go home, like, once a week, essentially, to grab new clothes and then go back the next day and stay again for another, like, 6 days, something like that.
Yeah.
To the point I'd bring my PlayStation there. And
yeah, see, that's the other thing for me. My last relationship started that way, like, essentially almost immediately, like, moved in together. And that's not happening for my next relationship. Molasses in January. Pace.
Then, like, with my other ex, I started dating in May. And we're moved in together by August of the same year. Like, fully moved in, own apartment, everything. Which isn't exactly the healthiest way to do a relationship. But again, I had been so used to the one before where it was moved in pretty much into her parents' house right away. So it just seemed like, oh yeah, that's totally how people do things. And fun fact, it's not how most people do things.
Yeah, no. No, I definitely... I don't know. Is there a standard rule? Like, how long you should wait? A general, like, timeline? I don't know.
I don't know, because I've known other people that have been together for a couple months, moving together. Everything works out great. They live happily ever after. I've known other people that date but have their own places for years before they move in together,
right?
Which I guess I just don't understand the second one. So it's like, you two are dating, you live near each other, you stay over each other's places all the time. Why wouldn't you just get your own place together?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you're just always together, just it doesn't, like, switching houses, like, more than I'd say like 4 nights a week, just move in together. Just do
it. The only way I understand it is if you already have roommates and you're tied to a lease and you have to wait for the leases to expire before you get your own place. That would make sense. But, like, say you both, like, rent your own places out, you're not tied down to a lease, but you're bouncing back and forth to each other's places, just bite the bullet and move in together. I mean,
yeah.
It just seems natural to me, but I know a lot of people don't feel that way.
I mean, it might be shocking information, but I've never had a roommate, so I don't think about things like that.
I've only had one, because when first relationship went real sour real fast, it was with another girl's fiance. So she was left with nowhere to go. I didn't really want to move back home because I've been, again, pretty much living separately. Right. So it was easier to just us to find a place till we both kind of got back on our feet. And then she found somebody, I found somebody. It was a pretty good sized apartment, but for four people, it wasn't it. So I just kind of looking at places and then just kind of said, hey, by the way, I'm going to move out like first of the month. And this was like middle of July. I didn't want to be the one to be the one stuck. So I'm just kind of like, peace. And let her write out the rest of the lease. I don't think there was a lease, actually.
I don't know.
I don't remember. This was 2013. So this is 10 years ago at this point. 2013 was, we moved in like the February 2013. And then I was out August 1st of 2014.
Yeah.
I know you love this bit that I do when I like put it on TikTok and stuff like that with, hey, guess what age my girlfriend was this song came out? My girlfriend was 12 when my first engagement disintegrated.
I love that you do that to yourself. That's my favorite part, is that you complain about feeling old all the time and then you just go, oh man, she was 12 or she wasn't even born yet.
Actually, almost exactly 12 and a half. 12 years, 6 months, and a week old, because it was November 15th of 2012 that whole thing went kaput. Yeah, she was like in seventh grade when I was engaged for the first time.
How does that make you feel?
Kind of great in some ways.
Does it surprise me, honestly?
I don't know. I don't do well dating people my own age. But yeah, I don't know. I've only ever dated one person older than me, and it was like by 7 months or something like that. And then everyone I dated, the age gap has gotten progressively wider in the other direction.
I obviously have only had like the one adult relationship, but even my high school relationships older than me.
That's the tricky thing about when you date somebody that's essentially 11 years younger than you, is the more life experience you have at this age. Like if I was like 41 and she was 30, it's a little bit different because you've had pretty much the same stuff, because there's not a whole lot that would change. But so she's never really had an adult relationship, and I've had at least two.
Yeah.
That were combined time a decade of my life. It makes it tricky. So I know I have to be patient with her as she tries to figure out how to navigate everything.
Right.
But I'll let you know a little secret. I'm not exactly known for my patience.
What? Oh my God. I had no idea. I know.
It's shocking.
I thought you were very patient, not at all impatient.
I have had to learn a new level of patience that I did not know I was capable of. But
and that is true. I can attest to that. That is absolutely true.
Because you and Amanda know more than anybody the highest of highs and the lowest of lows in the last couple of years and some change.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a struggle, that's for sure.
And then in February, it was your turn to ride the struggle bus.
January, actually. But yes.
I thought it was February. Oh, no, I guess it was January.
It was January. It was early January.
So yeah, you've been, I guess, quote unquote, on the market for 7-ish months. Have you thought about trying any of the apps or anything like that? I know you kind of downloaded one, but I didn't know if you did anything with it yet.
I have one downloaded, but It scares me a little bit. Honestly, I haven't really played with it, but
it is hard too, because you go from knowing everything about a person and them knowing everything about you to being, oh, what's your favorite color?
yeah, exactly. Like, what do you like? What do you do in your free time? How do you spend your time? What are your interests? What are your hobbies?
Because I am garbage talking on those apps, because if I'm talking to somebody like face to face, you can kind of like feed out their body language, facial expressions, so you know like when you're going in the right direction, when you're not. But just going in blind, just with a, oh, hey, how are you? It's like, oh, I hate that.
And also just like for me as an introvert, I'm like meeting all of their friends and stuff, family. Ah, man, no thanks. It's the anxiety.
Oh, I usually crush the meeting the family part.
Oh, I mean,
parents love me.
Obviously, I'm fantastic. Parents love me. That doesn't make it any easier for me.
I mean, I would get that little anxious bit at first, but then after that, it's like I just have to find one thing we have in common or one thing that I can fake liking just to get the door up a little bit. Then I can bust that door down and then I can try to be the son they wish they had or son they never had or another son, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or in your case, their favorite daughter.
there. Yeah. That.
Yeah, like anytime I see like my ex-in-laws, like we chat and stuff like that, everything's fine. When I see my ex-fiance's dad, when he's up from Florida, me and him chat. I wouldn't call it a bad interaction. And it wasn't even with the family. It was like with an uncle of somebody I was dating. Cause, back in my high school days, I used to wear like kind of button downy shirts with, like dragons or flames on it. And one of my girlfriend's uncles called me Flame Boy, which is not the best, but whatever.
Yeah, no, not the best.
But I don't think my current girlfriend's parents are ever going to meet me.
Which makes me sad, but I understand.
Yeah, because I will be prejudged before I have a chance to razzle dazzle them. Because all they'll see is somebody that's 10 years older, heavily tattooed, a divorcee.
Yeah. That's going to be a big problem, I feel.
And won't see the person that literally put their daughter through college and has given her everything she's ever wanted.
Yeah. I just...
It is what it is.
Hate it. I hate it.
I am trying real hard, though, to at least meet her brother. And she does not understand why in the world I want to meet him. Like, because I feel me and him have a lot in common. He's not, like, I mean, he's obviously a little part of the family, but he's more rebellious. And, like, he enjoys a good drink, a nice cigar, and stuff like that. I told her, like,
isn't that why we meet? She is so, like, monitored by them, is because she is a little rebellious, was a little rebellious.
Yes.
So I don't understand how that's fair that he gets away with it and she wasn't able to.
Oh, him and her older sister were ostracized from the family for a couple of years, but I think what it really breaks down to is she's afraid if her parents turn her back on her, then her younger sister will turn her back on her. She's never said it, but it's
that makes sense.
Heavily implied.
No, that makes sense. They're very close.
Younger sister is her best friend. She's the golden child of the family. So I think she feels like...
I feel like the babies always are the babies of the family.
Yeah. But like, I really feel that it would put a massive strain on her and her sister's relationship if something happens with her and her parents. So it's like, fine, I'll wait a little longer. I'm just used to waiting at this point for stuff to happen. So it's like, it is what it is.
Yeah. It makes me sad for you. And you know that. So I won't keep harping on it. It does. Love her, though. And you know that, too. So
I know. And some days it's everything's great. But it's hard when
also just
you only see them for at most an hour a day. And then so that hour can be great. But then those other 23 hours are there. All you have is just to alone, let those intrusive thoughts in and ask yourself, is it worth it? Is it going to work?
Yeah. And that's just like life in general, I feel like. So it's you have this delicate relationship itself isn't that delicate, but the circumstances around it are delicate. And then just life in general is good days, bad days. So,
although there's some days it's real delicate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Because again, you can see them literally building the wall back up in front of you that you crack down. But a lot of it roots back to in the beginning, she was with somebody and we were together. So she was just looking for a friend. And I'm like, sure, I'll be a friend. Ha ha ha. Wink, wink.
Yeah, you were never going to be her friend.
And she honestly, truly thought I just wanted to be a friend. And if that's where it ended up or if that's where it would have ended, it'd have been fine. But then, like, the more we hung out, the more I knew there was something there. And it was just a matter of getting her to realize it. So it was easier for her to let her guard down at first when she thought it was only going to be like a summer or that I would just like lose interest and move on or something like that. But I didn't go away. And then she panicked and she's like, oh, shit, this is actually something real. And she does not know how to handle that.
Well, it goes back to the age difference. Right? Like, she just hasn't had the adult relationship yet.
I mean, she's dated people older than her, too, but it never got to, like, the serious point. Because other people would just give up or be... I know there's somebody she was dating where her parents would kind of find out, and they said it's either him or us, and the guy backed out. And I told her, I'm like, I'm not going to be one of those people that just backs out. If it comes down to that, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to be the one just to give up on it.
Right.
So I think that's another reason why she's terrified to let them know, because she knows if it's a choice, I'm not going to be like, no, you, I'll bow out, stuff like that. I'd be like, no, motherfucker, make a choice. Because for all the time and money and effort I put into this, I'm not just going to just decide one day it's like, nah, you can go now. It's like, no.
Yeah, there was a second there where I thought you were almost at that point.
Oh, that's just one second. You know, there's been a lot of seconds.
I know. I know, but like I know there's been a lot of seconds, but there was one particular second where I was like, is this actually
in March, like a couple months ago? Yes. Yeah. No, I remember that one real well.
Yeah.
That was a fun trip.
Yeah. And I honestly, me sitting here in Vermont, I was like, how fast can I get to Florida to be with my friend? He needs me.
Honestly, if it wasn't for the last day going as well as it did, I can't guarantee that I wouldn't have tapped out then. But again, I saw just enough. Because all I need is a sliver. And that's enough to make me keep rudging along.
Yeah.
Like, I know how painful it is for you and Amanda, you two especially, to have seen this all unfold.
It's every time we see each other, we talk about it.
I had a feeling.
Every time we see each other. We just love you. We're worried.
I know. I know you want what's best for me.
Yeah, we're not. I was going to say we're worried. We're not worried about you. We're just, we worry for you. Because like you said, we do. We want what's best for you. So don't want to see you hurt.
So I'll ask you, in your opinion, is the pain of a breakup worse than the pain of trying to make it work?
I think they are, honestly, I think they are equally as painful. It's just the duration. So the pain of trying to make it work is long lasting and spread out. So it doesn't, it's not a punch all at once like a breakup is.
Because in my first one, like, everything was fine until one day it wasn't. So I didn't really have a chance to even go through the try to make it work thing. It was just fine, then done in like the blink of an eye. In the second one, like, I could see the slow, like, kind of dissolving. So then when it was time to end it, like, I was totally fine because we just mutually agreed that it was best for both of us. I just equated to, have you seen the meme, or not, I don't know if it's a meme or a picture, it's like a guy in a cave and he has a pickaxe and there's like two on top of each other and there's like a guy, like, you're like digging, and the guy just like stops digging, just rests against the wall. And there's just a little bit of the wall left, and there's a big pile of diamonds behind it. And then in the one under it, it's just a guy that kept digging, and he got to the diamonds. About, like, not giving up too early when you're so close.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the guy that stops digging too early. I'd rather be the guy that dies of exhaustion getting to the diamonds instead of giving up right before you get to the diamond.
Yeah. And I love that, like, imagery. It's in my experience, I am a giver. I will give till the end, and I will give until, you don't have to agree so quickly, until I have absolutely nothing left to give. But I still, even then, I continue to give until I am just absolutely depleted. So I
agree so quickly because I understand what is, like, I get that because I'm the same way. It's like, I don't know any other way to do it.
It's, yeah, that balance, finding that balance for people like us who are just, will give until there's nothing left to give, but then we'll still keep giving. Finding the balance of, like, protecting ourselves and not giving too much, but still giving because that makes us happy. It's a really hard balance.
Because the happiness you see in the other person, even if you're not as happy inside with how things are going, the happiness you can give other people is enough to just keep chugging along.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like gift giving at Christmas. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I love giving gifts. Like, especially if I have one that I know they're going to love. I just am so, like, today, actually, I gave my mom her birthday present. Her birthday is in a month. But I had it, and I've actually had it for a few days. And I was like, I can't wait anymore. Also, she kind of ruined it with something that she got for herself. So I had to, like, give it to her so she would stop down the path she was going down and not buy herself the gift that I got her. But yeah, it just makes me so happy seeing people happy, the people I care about happy, like, enjoying something that I put thought and effort into, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if mine is more for selfish reasons, being like, oh, I did this. Not so much that they're excited by it, but I was able to do that. I don't know. It's,
yeah, I definitely think there's a little bit of a selfishness in there for you. I'm not going to lie.
It's the only child.
But the lesson, I'm also an only child. So that doesn't work. It doesn't apply. Although I am probably the anomaly, it's fine.
And I'm the same way with gifts. Like, if I know there's something she wants and can get it, like, I think it's more of a me mental thing. If there's something that I know she wants but can't get on her own, and I can afford it, then I feel like, I guess, like, as a provider, I should get it. Whether or not it's a responsible financial decision or not, it doesn't matter. It's like, I know for when she was graduating, this was after I gave a whole big speech about how, like, I'm not going to just buy random gifts anymore to, like, figure out what it is. All bullshit.
Yeah, I knew it.
Like, you knew it. I knew it. I'm sure she knew it, but whatever. For, like, around graduation time, it's like she wanted a pair of AirPods, the Pros, because, like, not too long after we started talking, like, she was talking about, like, AirPods. This was before the Pros came out. It was a couple years ago. And I'm like, oh, I have a pair you could just have. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I don't have an iPhone anymore. So they're literally just collecting dust. She's like, well, I can't take those. They're too expensive. I'm like, I already paid for them. They were mine. I'm re-gifting them. It's literally going to cost me nothing. They're just sitting on my drawer. So not a big thing. And then, I mean, they work fine, but because they suffered a lot of the battery, wasn't the best. So then I got her, like, a teddy bear that inside of it, you could, like, record a little thing and, like, this little heart recorder thing.
Yeah.
Well, I took the heart thing out. Like, she knew I got her the bear, so she knew she was getting that. But I told her, I'm like, just reach inside it. There's something in there. I can't figure out what it is. So she reached in, and then there was new AirPods in there. And she almost fainted. Fast forward 2 years, we're, like, sitting in the parking lot talking, and, like, I saw the Pros were on sale at Best Buy, so I just casually asked her, I'm like, are you still thinking about the AirPods Pros? I know you were going to ask for them for, like, graduation present from, like, your sister or something like that. She's like, I was going to, and then I just didn't. I'm like, well, do you still kind of want them? She's like, I still want them, but they're too much money, and I have the money around, so just, like, whatever. And all it took was saying, I'm thinking I still want them. And, like, I knew her family wasn't getting them for her for a graduation present. So this has been festering for, like, I don't know, 3 months in my mind. When I saw they were on sale, had the credit for it. The next day, went to Best Buy, got the Pros, put them in the glove compartment. Then went to see her for her lunch. I'm like, hey, before you start eating your sushi, I've got this, like, weird rattling in my glove compartment, and I can't figure out what it is. Can you look? And she looked at me like, okay, I know there's something in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's your move.
Obviously, she's not an idiot. Yeah. And she opened it, and it took her a second to see what they were, and then she, like, gave me a look. She's just like, why? I'm like, just pull them out. And she looked at them, and she must have thanked me, I don't know, 1,000 times in the course of, like, 10 seconds.
See, that's the...
It's just, yeah, that's the part I love.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, when they're just so excited by what, like, just love that moment.
Especially when it's different if, it's like with first ex-fiance, like, her family, they weren't loaded, but they had money. It still pains me that I missed out on $750,000 for if anything happens to them, but that's fine. I've learned to accept that. I'm not getting that now. Or half of a third. Or a sixth. But, yeah, no, it was... Because, like, I'd get her stuff, and we'd go to, like, the Merrimack Outlets, and there was a Coach store there, and everything was, like, pretty cheap, so, like, I get a new purse or something like that, and she'd be happy with it, but it wasn't...
It's the appreciation.
It wasn't the same.
Yeah. It's the appreciation of the, like, something that they wouldn't get themselves or can't get themselves.
Yeah, because I mean, at the time she made the same amount of money as I did, so she could have just gone and bought it, but like, no, I want to get it for you. And you'd be kind of like, oh, thank you. Yeah, but it wasn't like this being able to get something for somebody you know they can't get on their own. Someone I caught buying love, but whatever. But it's just that.
You?
I don't know. It works.
And honestly, it's so cute, like going to the mall with you, and like we go into H&M and you just like get all of these pink things just for her to send her. Well, not send her anymore, but like anytime we went to the mall or anywhere, you were always like, oh, she would love that, and like get her something. And I just think that's the cutest thing.
Or when we went to New Hampshire, when my mission was to make a mystery bag.
Yeah.
Because I had gotten her this bright pink backpack, and I wanted to put some stuff in it. So I like got some stuff and wrapped like every individual item and put it in the backpack and gave it to her to open up before she went to work one day.
And honestly, that was one of my favorites too, because I got to help participate in the creation of
that is true.
The gift.
Even if I conveniently forget to give you credit on a couple things.
Oh, don't you worry. I make sure she knows anyway. But yes. Yes, I just like, yeah, I just so cute, and I love that.
Like with her, it doesn't matter if it's like AirPods or just like even a letter, or like if I go with like flowers. It's not the expense, it's like the thought. With her, she has like the same level of excitement, whether it's something really expensive or something really cheap. It's just it's the thought that counts thing, but it's like personified.
Yeah, I love the people that appreciate like the thoughts.
Yeah,
like you said, even like a letter just is like means the world, and they really appreciate that. Then that's the stuff, man.
If only she had seen the hours and effort I put into those couple poems that I wrote.
And the drafts.
I did show her in one of my notebooks the drafts of like circling and like the arrow going up to where it's supposed to go in it. And then I had one of them saved on my computer because I have the Surface where it has the little pen that you can do it. Like I showed her the drafts of like where I would move stuff around and stuff like that, and like lines that I'd cut and stuff like that before I went to the handwritten part of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all stuff I like doing.
Well, oh yeah, obviously, otherwise you wouldn't do it.
She always tells me, she's like, you don't have to do that, or like, why did you do this? And it's like, you say I don't have to, but there's part of me that feels like it's my job. It's going to sound somewhat misogynistic, but as like the man, it's my job to provide and do those kind of things.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with like a degree of that.
Like, I don't want to be the one that says, oh, I have to like control all the money and do all stuff like that. But it's like if I have some extra money, which now it's a little bit easier to do with my new job. I'm not gonna lie, there's a couple times my gift giving and provided made me real tight on funds, but it is what it is. That's why the good Lord invented credit cards. But keep kicking that can down the road.
So you did this last week too, but like the addition of that like nervous laugh just really is like perfect.
It'll all be fine one day.
One day it will be. Absolutely.
Eventually, if I tell myself enough times, I'll actually believe it. But, you know, we're just gonna keep plugging along.
Keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do we do?
So follow my my inner Dory and just... Because I'm also one of those people that really believes that everything happens for a reason.
Yep.
Like in my situation, there's for sure, this is like even before I like really got into like, not like deep dive into religion, but before I started kind of following the long's right word or accepting it, however you want to phrase it. But like, it's just one of the things, like, I've always believed, like, the universe or a higher power will always kind of put you where you need to be at the right time. And because none of the last 2 years would have happened if her store she was working at could have given her hours when she was coming home from school one vacation, one summer break, but they didn't have hours. So they sent her to my store. Kathleen took her on. And I remember looking up and seeing her for the first time. This is even when we started to wear masks. And I saw her and I'm like, oh, this is going to be a problem.
Well, I
mean, and she's like, hi, can you show her Kathleen's office? And sure. I brought her in there. And I just remember after that door closed, I'm thinking, oh, fuck me. And then Kathleen's, my first words to Kathleen were, oh, she seems nice. Followed immediately by, she has a boyfriend. Followed immediately by, don't worry about it.
I love Kathleen. Kathleen and I think we're very similar.
You're not too far off.
Very similar. But yeah, it's just the timing, even if it's hard to see at the time of whatever the thing is, good or bad. Obviously that one was good, but like, just like the timing of everything is, it's so, this is going to sound cheesy, but it's so purposeful. Like, you may not see it, but everything happens when it's supposed to, or like,
yeah,
I fully believe good that. Or bad. Yeah. I fully believe that.
Because like, I know I talked to you earlier in the year, like January, when I was just, I don't fully know what was going on, but I just wasn't having it. Like, I hit everything, didn't want to be my job anymore. Had you send me applications, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Filled out one, sent it off. I'm like, all right, I'm done. And then about a month later, there's rumblings that Kathleen was going to get the job she wanted and her spot was going to open up. And my first day in Florida on vacation, I was getting the text that she got her job and the job I had kind of been waiting for had opened up. It's like, all right, let's give this a shot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like I said, it's hard to see in the moments sometimes, but like, exactly. That's like a perfect example. Like, you were at your breaking point. You were ready for something to happen or to move on. And it happened. It finally happened.
Like we had kind of touched on a little bit ago in March when I was down there and the trip was not going how either of us had planned. And we had our fart night talk and I'm like, I just don't know. And then you told me, you're like, well, you're still down for a couple more days. Just see what happens. And then that day that I was getting ready to leave, we did a sunrise on the beach. It's like 45 degrees on the beach. Don't recommend it. And we went to Starbucks and then had Culver's for lunch before I left. And then everything felt right again till I had to go to the airport, but whatever. Obviously. But yeah, it's just about not giving up too soon, which I think is probably going to be the title of this episode. Yeah. Or just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming. Don't give up too soon.
See, we'd even need Reddit today. We're doing just fine without it. We'll save Reddit for another week. This is good, just kind of catching up where we're at and
yeah. And if there's like introduction.
If there's an episode down the line when you're ready to delve more into your situation, which I doubt you will. But there's always room for special episodes.
Absolutely. Always room for special episodes. And
you say that as you're already behind Clint's teeth saying, there's no way to fucking talk about that.
Listen, I am a pretty private person.
No.
So I like to keep things to myself.
I am the opposite. I probably overshare, but.
Well, I mean, once.
I don't know.
Like, once I start sharing, I overshare. Once I start, well, I can't stop.
Yes, but on a recording that would go out to other people.
Oh, absolutely. Brick walls.
I doubt you'll have that same. Yeah.
Brick walls.
You see you laying the masonry work right now for that one? Yep. Yeah, that. Okay. I'll make sure I didn't screw that up.
Oh, you did. You did good. You did good, kid.
But yeah, I'll just pour my heart out. I'm absolutely no problem with that.
Also,
things are going good. Things are going bad. It don't matter.
Well, yeah, sure, to a degree. I just, well, like I told you earlier, I listened today to our first episode of Chris and Courtney's Relationship Advice, or in this case, Relationship Ramblings. And it was just, there were a few moments where it was just really uncomfortable for me to listen back to things. And actually, we did, it was really funny in hindsight. We did one where the advice that I was giving, I now, looking back, was like, girl, take your own advice. Listen to yourself. But, you know, again,
you live and you learn.
And
I'm great at giving advice that I just will not take myself. Growth.
We're growing this year.
And I know there's one thing that we recorded that will probably never see the light of day because I was drunk off Pink Whitney and lemonade.
I don't even know that recording exists.
Wasn't it like 3 hours?
It was 3 hours.
Of me just rambling into my microphone.
Yep.
Because of the not so great place I was in. I'm pretty sure it wasn't too long after I found out a girl I was dating for a month was already pregnant when we started dating. She didn't know. And of course, me being the old white knight, be like, oh, no, no, I can make this work. I can handle this. Yep. Fun fact, can't handle it.
yeah, fun fact, could not, in fact, handle it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was around that time.
I think you're right.
If the recording was around March, then that's when I was not doing well. March of 2 years ago, I was not about it.
I feel like it was longer ago than that. Maybe not.
I don't remember the exact day. I remember just drunk rambling for a long time, which seems like an entire lifetime ago now. 2 years.
It's crazy. It's actually crazy to like sit down and think about. And like I've a few times this year, like, let's look month by month and see all of the like shit that has happened in my life and all of that has gone on in my life. Not all shit, but like just this year alone, month by month, there's been something every single month, literally every single month.
I know a lot of my January of this year when I was just sick of everything was because like I had done my October trip to Florida and like it was great. Had a great time, went to Bucky's for the first time. It was a really great trip. That was the trip that me and Herb made it official. It was a really good time. And then the next day, like the next day after I got home is when I found out about stuff going on with my dad. And it was a lot rougher for me than I let people know. So and that was just a couple months of that. And it was really weird because you had all of that stuff going on personally,
and then my stuff happened, and you were acting as my attorney, essentially.
Oh yeah, that was also a lot of fun to get involved in best friend family relations. Yeah, it was super comfortable.
You're free of kind of. I guess not really. You'll never be free.
No. Still best friends, still family with others, but I don't have as much of each person talking about the other one going on. Never anything bad, just like Oh, it was a really weird spot to be in. So it was a weird few months.
It was.
But now we're through the other side. We're almost crazy. Halfway through August now, so it's
so crazy.
I know. This year has just
like looking at the next
by.
Couple of weeks, like I mean, you know me, my life is not generally very busy. But like I was looking at the next couple of weeks, like last weekend, like just this month and into September, last weekend did the escape room and we went to the Festival of Fools. We checked that out downtown. This weekend, my family from Virginia arrives in town. Next weekend is the girls' party and your party. The weekend after that is currently nothing, but it's your actual birthday. The weekend after that, I don't actually have anything planned. But then the weekend after that, I'm going to the Cape. So it's like...
Yeah, it was so crazy writing out part of our schedule last week and knowing that it was the week of my birthday, and like the one that I'm going to be writing out this week is for the week after my birthday. It's just a lot of stuff happening,
mm-hmm.
and it's all coming up real soon.
And the fair is in a couple of weeks, which is crazy because summer just started, but now summer is like ending.
Did you say the fair here? Microphone kind of.
I just said the fair is in a couple of weeks, and which was like the end of summer, but also summer like just started, it feels like. But in a couple of weeks is like the official like end of summer with the fair, you know, the unofficial.
Well, with it raining every day, it didn't really feel like we had a summer this year.
Lots of rain this year, which is not great, but
it's just, I don't know, life goes by too fast. Like in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be 34. Yippee.
In like 200 days ish, I'll be 30. I know. I'm so excited.
Old lady.
I'll get to actually call myself old and it be semi true. More acceptable to call myself old. I know.
Well, you've always carried that old lady energy, so.
That's what I should go with if it was for Halloween. A grandma, just like an old lady.
So you're just not going to wear a costume, you're just going to be you? Dude,
I don't look like an old lady. Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
You
get the curlers for your hair, that's like
oh my god, that's the best Halloween costume. That would be so comfy. My hair would be up so I wouldn't be melting like I did last year with my hair down as Maleficent. Because unlike you, I have a blanket on my head at all times.
I couldn't grow hair at this point if I wanted to, so it is what it is. I accepted what my fate was going to be when I was in fourth grade and cut my hair this short, which is a lot of fun to tell my girlfriend. I've had this haircut longer than you've been alive, which really.
Again, I want to do it to yourself, and it's just I find it hilarious.
It bums me out a lot less than it bums her out. Because she can call me old, but I can't call myself old. I think that makes it more real for her. It is what it is. Like, so I'm assuming when you date again, you'd want somebody older than you?
I mean, that's certainly my preference. But I'm also old enough now that if I dated a couple years younger than me, they should ideally have past that point of
it's just always
getting their life together.
Kind of weird when it's always kind of weird when a guy dates an older girl. Like I can't personally wrap my head around it. Like it just seems more normal for the guy to be older. I don't
know. Well, so I was probably just gonna say that's old, kind of archaic goes back thing, to the like stereotypical man provides, man is older, man takes care of, that I just like a degree of that.
That much more like traditional
Views
on relationships. As the male, I feel I should be the provider, and like if one of us was to be the one that stays at home, it should be like my wife and I would go out and make the money, and she would take care of the other stuff. Which is something me and her have talked about, and that's like how she views, because she views very traditional relationships too, and is all for that.
Yeah, I'm definitely slightly on the traditional camp. However, as stated earlier, I'm so independent that, like, I'm going to take care of myself.
You know, you'll be your own husband.
Come to that. Who knows? I'll take care of myself.
It better not be, because am looking forward to being...
I won't rent you out. I will not.
You can't promise.
Who else is going to be my man of honor? Thank you.
It's also true. But it could be like the same arrangement we have, where I would just kind of be on both. Okay. Well, then you better marry somebody that has friends.
They need at least one. I'm fine with just the four of us standing up there. That's fine by me.
The predicament is Bai doesn't have many friends, or she'll have friends, but then, like, you know how we went to Michael's and like, I got that stuff so she could make that scrapbook that her friend were going to send back and forth, and I thought it was very cute. Well, she hadn't talked to her in a while. I guess they're not friends now. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Yeah. And why didn't you tell me sooner?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, well, I mean, it's fine. And it's not like it happened before I went and bought the stuff. So, like, I wasted my money on it.
And she can still use it for, like, her own stuff.
Yeah, those stickers will... I don't know if I told you, but when I went and gave them to her, like, I got a surprise for you. And, like, I gave them, like, Michael's bag that had the wire stuff she wanted, the stickers. And she got all excited over the stickers, thinking that was a surprise. She's like, oh, stickers, I love those so much. I'm like, what? And she's like, that's not a surprise. I'm like, no. That was just an extra thing. Just open this bag. Yes. And it's the one with the Barbie jacket in it. But yeah, she really thought the stickers were the thing I was excited to give her. I'm like, you think I'm excited about like $5 stickers? No.
I was
this one here. But she wore like all day for the Barbie, like Barbie day, but it didn't go with her outfit. So she let her brother wear it to the Barbie movie. So I'm like, whatever. I mean, I don't care if you wore it to the movie. I just wanted you to have it. Enjoyed it and Barbie loved on it,
obviously. So that's what matters.
Yeah, at the rate she drops friends, it might only, well, I guess technically just piggyback on your idea, and only because she could have her sister be the maid of honor, and I could have you be the best woman, and then there could still be four people, and that could still work.
It's quality, not quantity.
Yeah, that is also true. But I do want an actual wedding this time, because last time I got married, it was just me, her, Justice of the Peace, and then had like the party after that everybody went to. But I want like an actual.
Don't you worry, I'll like, be there.
Church wedding.
Whether you want me to be there or not, I'll be there.
Well, of course you'll be there.
Just saying, if you change your mind and you only have the big party, I'm still coming to the wedding part. I refuse.
I can't imagine a situation where you wouldn't be invited, but
peer through the window if I have to. Go full creep mode. I'm here supporting from afar.
But in this if/when scenario, this is a bit further down the road, so it's not a... And again, in life, there's no guarantees. So, like, I have all these plans and stuff that I want to happen. Is it going to work out? Time will tell. But I'm one of those people that likes to plan ahead for stuff like that. Oh, yeah, I like to
think about that kind of stuff.
Like, I already know how I would do it.
Propose?
But, yeah. I've been listening for a long time. And I'm sure I told you, but, like, when we had first started talking, stuff like that, before she realized that it was an actual real thing and she was more willing to kind of share stuff, she had told me that the way she did it was there's, like, her sister knows. There's like three parts of how she wants to be proposed to. Both her sisters know one part, and I don't know if it's like her parents know the other part or something like that. It's set up in a way so she would know that the person that she's getting married to would have seen the right people and got their blessing for them to give up their part of the whole shebang, which is cute.
Yeah.
And I love that idea. But if I never meet them, it's going to be real hard to pull that off. Anyway, I accidentally uncovered part of it because we were talking one day and just kind of in the winter, I'm like, oh, like when you're home for the winter, we should go on like a sleigh ride or something like that. She's like, no. Why no? She's like, no reason. I'm like, why, you say there's something special? And there was silence. I'm like, that's part of it. And she's like, no. I'm like,
it's that's so 100% the part of it. I love it.
Since there's a less than 0% chance she'll actually listen to this, which based on some of the stuff we talked about, wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. But like the way I would do it would be like a sleigh ride, and it goes to like a field, and there'd be like some hay bales propping up like this kind of like poster board type thing. And like the carriage would stop and would like hand her a switch and be like, hey, flip this switch. She flips a switch and there'd be "Will you marry me" written out in Christmas lights on the little board by the hay bales.
It's so Hallmark movie and I love it. Also, I recommend ditching the poster board and just using like fairy lights, because then you can't really see them from a distance, and then when you turn them on, they're still light up.
Oh, like just dangle them right off the hay bale?
Tape them to.
Yeah, I mean, that part of it is, I haven't quite nailed down yet, but the whole like lead up and the flipping of the switch and stuff like that, that all 100% is what my grand idea is.
Gonna work in the corner of the field and watch that too. Oh, good. Perfect.
Oh, you're going to record the whole thing.
Yay. That's true.
Well, I need somebody to record it.
I'm not a professional, but I'll do my best.
Because granted, this would be the third time of me doing it, so I should have it down pat now, but this would be the first one I put real effort into. But no, I like all that cheesy, lovey-dovey stuff. So it's like, that'd be perfect. When that's going to happen, I don't know.
Me,
if it's gonna happen,
yeah,
I don't know, but that's my absolute dream scenario. It might end up being something else, but in my head, that's how I have it pictured.
I love it.
Oh, love is like the greatest and worst thing all at the same time.
Yes, it is.
Nothing will give you that kind of high or that kind of low.
Yeah.
And we've both been on both extremes of it, so.
Wow.
Some a bit fresher than others.
And I was going to say, in some highs higher than other people's highs, me being the lower high, but it's fine.
Just gonna find yourself a good old country boy. Redneck country. Like backwoods country, but like a Southern gentleman.
Honestly, that's what I always like. As a little kid playing like house and stuff, that's what I always like pictured for myself.
And in the brief time we've known each other, that's what I've pictured for you too.
That's like I grew up with those kind of people. Like that's how I grew up. So that's like my comfort to people.
And that was like this Gen Z fuckboy generation or whatever. So it's like nobody knows how to be like a gentleman anymore. Nobody's like polite or treats people right anymore. There's like a certain way that you conduct yourself. It bugs me that nobody does it.
I agree. This is such like a little and kind of stupid thing, but like I held the door open for a guy the other day at a store, just because, you know, it's polite to hold the door open for anybody no matter what. But you know how usually the guy like grabs the door and like lets you go and then goes in? No, he was like, oh, thanks, and walked in. I was like, rude.
No, I will sprint walk ask them to open the door. Because, like, I feel that's what you should do. Like, not even somebody I'm dating. Like, if, like, I'm hanging out with, like, the other day when I went to the mac and cheese with Sierra, like, I held the door open for her, because that's what you're supposed to do as a guy. You hold the door open for the girl. And if you stop and get gas, you pump their gas for them. It's just, I don't know. It's, but nowadays, the guy, you have to be careful, because then the girl can get angry, be like, I was trying to do it myself. It's like, just let me have this one thing.
Yeah.
So I'm glad she subscribes to the more traditional values, and, like, I don't want to say expects that, but knows what's supposed to go down and doesn't get all Miss Independent Woman about it.
What are you saying?
I didn't say a word.
I feel like I'm both. I gladly.
You, like, if we went somewhere and I held a door for you, you wouldn't be like,
you got the door for me all the time.
You would say, thank you.
You get the door for me all the time. And, like, if we went, not you, but, like, if I went somewhere with a guy and I needed gas, I would fully want them to pump, because, ew, I don't want to touch the handle any more than I have to. But also, if you open the car door for me and be like, this is so uncomfortable, please just go get in the car. I will. I got this.
The car door thing, like, I'll do it, but it's not a big thing for me to do. Like, if I'm in the car already, like, if I pull into a parking spot, I'm not likely gonna hop out, open the door, then hop back in. I'll just stay in the car. But if we went somewhere, I would go, if they didn't open the door too quick, I would go open the door for them to get out. But
yeah,
usually she gets out of the car quicker than I do, so.
Yeah, I don't mess around. Like, I got, like, when I used to work in a place, like, in an office, and I was leaving at the same time as people, like, I put my bags in the car, I get in, I plug my phone in so that my music starts, and then I go. Like, I don't mess around. And, like, I would, like, get in my car at the same time as, like, other people, and they would still be sitting there, like, messing around. I'm like, no, what are you doing? Why? I don't know. I really just don't understand why it takes.
Oh, and now that you're mentioning about having to plug your phone in, you know, you can get something to plug into your car now, so you don't, it'll connect to that, so you don't have to plug your phone in every time.
Remember, I'm an old lady.
Well, you get it at Best Buy. It was like $80 or something like that. You just plug it in, and then anytime you get into your car, your phone connects to that, and then your Android Auto pops up on the screen, so you don't have to. You can leave your phone in your pocket the whole time.
What is it? Send me the link. Send me the link. Listen to me. I sound literally like such an old lady.
Did you get that on the internet?
Well, I do call it the TikTok.
One moment. I gotta find it. Motorola makes it. Where are my purchases? I can't believe I haven't told you about this yet. I've had it for like a month or two now. Actually, not even quite a month.
Well, we haven't gone to the mall or done anything.
Okay, so it's $90. But just for that little bit of convenience. Well,
that little bit of convenience, and it, like, you can bring it car to car, so it's like, it's not like a one-time to buy it for each car, you know?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about like wrecking the USB-C port by unplugging.
I've had to get like three cords, I feel like, this year, because they just, like, they're bent enough that, like, the wires inside snap. So, like, I go over a bump and my phone disconnects. I think you were in the car with me one time when that happened. But, like, it's just it's been really annoying. This problem that I've been having, because it's been happening so often, so I don't want to actually, like, spend a lot of money on, like, a really good cord, like a braided cord, especially because it's only in my car. So
I've had less luck with braided cords than regular cords. Hey, if you got like $90 hanging around and you wanted to get one, there's an option for it.
$90 just hanging around these days.
Well,
in this economy.
I'll put it on your Christmas list.
I literally, this, the ending of this is just me being an old lady.
Find a boyfriend that'll just throw money at stuff that you like. I don't know.
That would be nice. Maybe a change of pace, honestly.
Oh, you mean one that will actually pay rent? But having to be strong armed.
Yeah, no one is living in my apartment.
That's making a joke. I know you're not going to have anybody move in probably forever, but
it'll be a long time, that's for sure. Hopefully, I won't still be living in an apartment.
All it takes is just like one little, ooh, I like that, or oh, that'd be nice, and then just immediately buy it.
Yeah, like I know, obviously, I know people like that exist because you.
Like, I know, I kind of texted it to you when your whole thing was going down, but like, I didn't know if it bothered you. Well, I know now, for the sake of content, I'm just saying if it had bothered you, like how I was going so over the top for even most of the time when I was even dating her, and you weren't receiving the same kind
never
of thing
had received.
In your yeah.
Yep. That's what I mean. That's why I'm like this.
And like there's sometimes I kind of felt like a dick doing it while you were there. It's like I feel bad because I know this isn't happening for her. But at the same time, it's like I know this is something that in my mind I need to do, so I'm gonna do it anyway.
And also,
but
I was sending you links and pictures of things that I was like, you should get this for her. So like
I know. My wallet thanks you for that. Hey, just keep plugging along and you'll eventually find the right person that will do all those things.
I'm just gonna keep investing in me.
There are still some good guys out there.
It's like finding a needle in a haystack, I feel.
I'm just saying. They do exist. It's just real hard to find.
Well, I'm also just so like independent and distrustful. Is that a word?
No. You?
It's for the content, Christopher. That it's going to be really hard for anyone. And I don't pity them.
On the other hand, I'm not saying you shouldn't have standards, but you also can't set them so ungodly high that nobody has a chance to attain.
Yeah, no, I'm not expecting. I was going to say I'm not expecting to be treated like a queen. I do want that, though. Like,
well, that's what every girl should want.
But I'm also realistic enough to know that that's going to be my image of that is going to be hard to find 100%. Settle for 90.
You just got to find somebody that's close enough and then you work on the rest.
Nothing is perfect. Absolutely nothing is perfect.
Like, I'm not saying you find somebody that's 10%, try to build the other 90.
Yeah, no.
It's like 80%, you try to build 20.
I've done the 10. Not doing that again. It didn't work. It was too much work.
That was the old Courtney that did the 10.
That's true.
The new Courtney won't.
The new Courtney is sassy and doesn't take shit from anybody.
The one that nobody knows or doesn't recognize.
Again, it's not my problem that you have a problem with my boundaries.
Let's see, we've managed to circle around back to the beginning of the episode for the end of this episode.
We do such a good job of that, I feel.
Take some twists and turns along the way. I'm not sure how much of this is going to hit the editing floor because it's been about 2 hours.
Yeah, well, there's a little chunk. There's some things. There's some dead air.
And probably the tech talk part. And this part we're doing right now.
Yeah.
But
thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening, tuning in.
Yes, and thank you, Debbie, for, I'm sure, listening to this, and little Debbie for being on this.
Mom, I'm sorry.
I had to tie it around one more time for the end.
I'm sorry.
For the final little mini segment. It's like a story. You have to end at the beginning with some twists and turns along the way.
Yeah, circle back and bring it full circle.
Yeah, thanks everybody for checking out the relaunch of the Chris and Courtney Advice Show. Really, no advice or anything was given. Just more of a catching up where our lives are. And then the next time we do one of these, maybe next week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe it's once a month. Who knows? But until next time, America.
America.
Blessed evening.
Amen.
It was a sign off for a news thing. I don't know.
Amen. Was hi. I mean, I guess you should. Yeah. So good night, America.